This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Leaders from NATO countries are meeting in Washington Tuesday for the alliance's annual summit. For host U.S. President Joe Biden, still seeking to recover from a disastrous debate performance nearly 2 weeks ago, it is also an opportunity to show the world and his own country that he's still up to the task of leading the free world. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
American University International Relations Professor James Goldgeier says Biden has something to prove at the gathering.
He's trying to use the summit to demonstrate the tremendous leadership that he's shown since he came into office in 2021. But he's definitely weakened by the performance in the debate.
Biden points to his work rallying NATO members and its stiff response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a prime example of his steady leadership. He told MSNBC on Monday, "Who else do you think can step in here and do this?" Donna Warder, Washington.
Russia Monday launched one of its largest missile barrages on Ukraine since its invasion began, and one of its targets was a children's hospital in the capital, Kyiv. Rescue operations at the scene of that attack stretched well into the night, as AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The State Emergency Service says the operation did not stop for a moment. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on the social media platform X says that over 60 people were hospitalized in the capital and around six in Dnipro, both in central Ukraine. Altogether, nearly 40 people were killed in the strikes across the country. Kyiv city administrators have declared Tuesday an official day of mourning for those killed. Events have been prohibited and flags lowered in the capital. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Russia has expanded its influence in Africa in recent years more than any other external actor by deepening ties in North Africa, the Sahel, and rekindling Cold War ties in Southern Africa. The military leaders of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso over the weekend broke away from the Regional Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, bloc, and formed their own defense alliance in the Sahel. Georgetown University of Foreign Service political scientist Nola Haynes told VOA that Russia typically relies on the paramilitary Wagner group to expand its reach on the continent and emboldens paramilitary groups within countries.
I mean, think about it this way. If you are a paramilitary organization in your country, and this group is saying, hey, we will arm you to the teeth. You don't have to be in partnership with the United States who have all of these rules and regulations. You know, we will arm you without all of those rules and regulations. Now, obviously, they're not doing it for free. So there's something that Wagner and Russia is getting out of this relationship. I would wager a guess that it's more about having influence.
Disgraced Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein is due back in a Manhattan court Tuesday, where it will be revealed whether or not he'll be facing new sexual harassment charges. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Manhattan DA's office has said they're evaluating new sexual misconduct claims and may bring new charges against Weinstein. Prosecutors said some potential survivors that were not ready to step forward during his first New York trial may now be willing to testify. The 72-year-old maintains any sexual activity was consensual. He's in jail at Rikers Island. In April, New York's highest court threw out Weinstein's rape conviction after determining the judge unfairly allowed testimony against him based on allegations from other women that were not part of the case. Julie Walker, New York.
A new poll finds more U.S. residents support access to abortion than before the U.S. Supreme Court reversed a woman's right to choose an abortion. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
That's according to the latest survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. 6 out of 10 Americans think a person should be able to obtain a legal abortion in their state for any reason. That's up from 5 out of 10 3 years ago. About half of those who supported abortion access also said it should be banned after 24 weeks. 3 in 10 think an abortion should be illegal in all or most cases. When it comes to a federal abortion ban, a large majority, 8 in 10, are opposed. That drops to 6 in 10 if the ban were to start at 15 weeks, and 8 out of 10 believe abortion should be legal in extreme circumstances, such as rape, incest, a fetal anomaly, or the life of the mother. Jennifer King, Washington.
For more on this story and all the stories we're covering, see our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.